You're listening to the Flight School Podcast. I'm Jen Lafine, an accountability and mind management coach for solopreneurs. In this podcast, we are going to challenge those things that are holding us back from reaching our greatest potential. Things like mind drama, procrastination, old stories, doubt, and staying stuck in confusion. So if you're ready to start bringing your dreams to life, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's take flight. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Flight School Podcast. I am your host, Jen Lafine. I am an accountability and mind management support coach for solopreneurs and small business owners. Here on the Flight School Podcast, I like to talk about things that are going to help you fly to your greatest potential. And I also like to share things that are going to help you show up so that you can level up, whether that's in your business, in your life, in your relationships, in your self-image, whatever it is, that is what we talk about here on the show. And today we are going to be talking about something that we are probably all guilty of at one point or another, and we may not even be aware of it. We are talking about self-sabotage. And self-sabotage, for those of you who aren't familiar with what it is a behavior, a habit, a thought, anything that we do that is designed to limit ourselves and what we are capable of doing. The thing about self-sabotage, though, is that it largely happens in our subconscious. It comes from our self-conscious. And a lot of the times we aren't even aware that we are doing it, which is why today I'm going to talk to you about some of the self-sabotaging behaviors that I see happening out there, so that if you see yourself in anything I'm talking about today, hopefully you'll be able to make that adjustment and stop that behavior because you are getting in your own way. So let's begin by talking about one of the things that I see. This is probably one of the biggest things I see people doing that is a self-sabotaging behavior, and that is setting their goals too low. Now, a lot of people, when it comes to setting goals, they look to their past. They look to their past self and what they have been capable of doing in the past. The problem with that is you're not going back to the past. You are going to the future. You are becoming future you. Every time you do something that takes you farther and farther and helps you grow even more, you are evolving into your future self. So looking back at what you've done in the past to decide how you want to move forward in the future, it doesn't make sense. So when you are setting a goal that is too easy for you, or that is based on something from your past, that is one of the ways that you self-sabotage. What you need to do instead is to think, what would future me do? What would future me say? What advice would he or she have for me in this situation? And decide from the direction that you want to go, not from the direction of where you have been. And also in terms of setting goals too low, one of the problems with that is also when we set an easy goal, it just doesn't light us up. It doesn't excite us. That means we are more likely to give up on the goal or to let it slide or let procrastination come into play. All of those things are self-sabotaging behaviors. So take a look at the goals you're setting. Are you setting them too low? Are you setting them based on who you were in the past instead of where you want to go in the future? Because if you are, these may be self-sabotaging behaviors that you want to try to clean up a little bit. Okay, another self-sabotaging behavior that I see in the world is that people believe every thought they think is the truth. And you guys, when I learned that not every thought I think is the truth, it was literally a mind-blowing moment for me. I still remember, I was like, what do you mean? Like, it comes from my head. Of course it's got to be true. And that simply is not true. We know that we have thoughts from our primal brain that are based on protection, that are designed to protect us. and keep us safe from moving forward out of our comfort cave. To do that, the primal brain sends us these thoughts of discomfort and of danger as a way of drawing us back, even when there is no danger ahead. Okay. So being aware of when you're having a thought, I want you to stop and ask yourself, is this true? Is this thought that I'm having really true? Is this a possibility, what my head is telling me right now? A strategy that I like to use is I have become really, really good at learning to recognize the voice of my doubt. And I have learned how to doubt my doubt. So when I'm thinking of doing something that is going to grow me, and I start hearing that voice of doubt, that voice that's saying, this isn't going to work, or it's saying, you don't know what you're doing. Okay. I step and I ask myself, is that true? And the answer is usually no. And then the second thing that I do is I make a purposeful decision to say, that is not true. I'm doubting my doubt. I am not going to be moving forward based on that thought. So be on the lookout for those thoughts of doubt that you are having and try seeing them as simply not true and see how that changes your trajectory. Finally, the other thing that I'm seeing a lot is people letting themselves off the hook too easily. Now, I'm not talking about we need to be going 24/7. That is hustle culture. That is not at all what I am talking about. What I'm talking about is when we try to do, we think about doing something hard, we go through that period of discomfort, which you guys, if you've heard, you've probably heard me say it before. Anytime we do something new that is causing us to grow or that could lead to our growth, there is going to be discomfort. That is part of the deal. The problem happens is when we experience that discomfort and we take it as a sign that something's going wrong and we stop what we're doing, we let ourselves off the hook from having to do the work, from having to do the thought work to get ourselves over the hump. We may tell ourselves, no one is watching. No one's going to know if I give up this goal. I didn't tell anybody about it. But here's the thing. Future you is watching you. Future you is always, always watching. Be on the lookout for the times when you are considering letting yourself slide, whether that is giving up a goal altogether or giving up a commitment that you have made to yourself to get something done. Maybe you have chosen to procrastinate or you're using excuses. Those are all self-sabotaging behaviors. All right, so I hope you found this episode on self-sabotaging behaviors to be very helpful. I would appreciate it if you would take a few seconds and rate and review the show, press subscribe or follow, whatever it is you need to do to make sure that all of our new episodes end up right in your inbox. And when you do that, you are also helping other people and helping our podcast grow. And I truly, truly appreciate it. Remember, if you have problems with accountability or you want some support in learning how to manage your mindset so that you can learn how to show up, so that you can level up, you can always find me on my website at www.jenlafine.com. Be sure to check that out. There are a lot of freebies there for you. I would love to share that information with you. So thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. I had a great time talking about self-sabotaging behaviors. I hope that you recognize when you are self-sabotaging so that you can stop that and get on to flying to your greatest potential. Thanks again for listening this week, everybody. I will see you again next week. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Flight School Podcast. If you want to continue to receive Flight School lessons directly into your podcast feed, please be sure to follow the show. And if you know someone who could benefit from what I teach here on the podcast, why not share this episode with them and help them out? If you are looking for more support to help you spread your wings and fly, please visit my website at www.jenlafine.com/work with me to learn more. Have a great week, and I'll see you again soon.